Good morning. Here are your latest RTL Today headlines. I'm John Baker. Police were busy this weekend with a number of incidents, including thefts, drink driving, driving without a license, aggressive assaults and threats in the Gare. The Luxembourg Army continues to grow in strength and is planning a huge recruitment push in 2026, with pay rises promised in order to attract new joiners. A new Eurostat study has found that 32.7% of EU residents have tried generative AI, with Luxembourg residents' usage amounting to 42.5%. A Swiss court has decided to hear a landmark climate case pitting residents of a tiny Indonesian island being swallowed by rising sea levels against cement giant Holcim. NGOs helping the islanders have announced today. And Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, has pushed ahead with what it said were the country's strictest gun laws and a ban on displaying terrorist symbols following the murders of 15 people celebrating a Jewish festival in Sydney last week by two gunmen. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and info, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and there was quite a dramatic drop in temperature overnight, and these cooler conditions will be with us for a while. The day should remain dry, although there may be ice patches in places on the roads early on. And temperature-wise, we are currently around 2 degrees, although colder in places, which should rise to around 6 degrees later this afternoon.